your hands together for one of the baddest white boys in the country.
Make you feel some type of way.
Gary Owen this weekend is going to be in Birmingham filming his new comedy special on Saturday the 16th. Gary.
Yep.
Gary.
You should be glad he's not filming in Dallas this weekend.
Gary.
I ain't going to lie.
You are blaming me for the Bengals loss.
You didn't help.
Don't you think that Pac-Man Jones has to take the majority of this?
Nope. I said you always go with the black head coach, and I never wanted a white head coach so bad in my life. I was just, as soon as the game was over, I said, can we hire a redhead? Let's go really white. Let's go ginger white.
Oh, my gosh.
We had him. God.
He did.
Yeah.
We had. You don't realize that would have exercised all our demons. We would have got won the playoff game. Would have been Pittsburgh. You know, the only thing is if Pittsburgh goes all the way and wins the Super Bowl, that's going to, like, doubly hurt.
It's not going to happen, Gary.
I hope not.
Well, because Tom is on the Tomlin bandwagon.
Oh, really? Yeah. Picking Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, I am. I got to. All right. I don't have a choice.
Well, get ready, Steeler fans. You're going to be feeling what I'm feeling come Saturday or Sunday. I don't know what
well,
day they
What
play.
About the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is hurt and he might play, but his throwing shoulder is all messed up? Are you going to put that on me too?
Listen, all I know is you said Bengals won the Super Bowl.
I said that.
I begged you not to say that. I begged you, and you would not do it. For me, Tom, just for my sake. I've never done anything wrong to you. I've never badmouthed you. I've never done anything. But with said, Tom's a good guy. Mm-hmm. I've respected you, and you could not do me that one favor and pick against the Bengals. You just had to pick them.
There are rules to this picket thing, though, Gary.
They change, Gary.
They don't change.
Yeah, they do.
They change.
How are your kids doing, Gary? Because, you know, that can't be easy with their dad being so upset and out of sorts.
Well, I said I don't beat my kids and I don't do drugs, but if I was going to do either, it would have been Saturday night. I'll tell you that.
And I know you don't say the N. I know you don't say the N word, but did you say it Saturday night?
And who did you refer to?
I'm not. We got to change the subject.
Right.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, you had three or four good prospects that week.
Yeah. I wasn't even home when I watched the game. I was in Phoenix. I was roasting Alabama and Clemson football team.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And I this is no lie. When Burfict intercepted that ball, and I thought we had won the game, I was sending an Instagram video out, and I was like, oh, and I had Clemson's whole team behind me. We was all going crazy. And right when I was about to press send, the dude fumbled the ball, and I was like, delete. I can't send it yet. Delete.
And
look what happened.
Because I was texting you as the good things were happening, and I got no response, but at least now I know what you were doing, because I was hurt for you, Gary, literally. That's the first thing I thought of. I know Gary's somewhere suicidal.
I had 35 text messages. And I'm like, dude, you're not my friend if you're making fun of me at that point. Like, I'm cool. I got friends, but don't be saying, ha, 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 Bengals lost, or, ooh, I know you mad. I don't want to hear that at that point. You know what I mean? I didn't want to call in today. I'm not going to lie. I did not want to call in.
Well, it was a funny segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny now. All right.
You have to start on with your special?
Yeah, I'm going to start on this weekend.
That's
cares,
a good friend,
really.
Damon. That's a good friend.
Thanks, Damon. Yeah, I'm going to start on this weekend. Birmingham.
There you go.
Thanks.